Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's 200 miles from Utica to Buffalo. That I would rather be kicked in the nuts.
Okay, now Hannibal is on the... I don't know if he said he was going to be in Buffalo by now. Ryan Hannibal covers the Patriots for WEEI.com, and he's on the Harbor One Hotline. Ryan, where are you? Are you on the road?
Almost there. I can see the outskirts of the city, 30 minutes away.
30 minutes away. How long was the drive?
It'll be like 6.5 total.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Nice driving.
Good driving by you. How many Patriots fans on the road so far?
I've seen a few, to be honest with you. I heard your conversation earlier, like college kids have a whim decision. I've seen a few cars packed with young kids with Patriots jerseys on, so I wouldn't be surprised if there is a decent amount of Patriots fans here tonight.
How many rest stops have you stopped at?
Just one.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Now, when's the last road game you covered for WEEI? It's been a while.
I did week two against the Jets because it was drivable. But yes, it's been a while for the regular stuff. This will be a good experience.
How about playoff game? Last road playoff game.
Road play Kansas City, and what was that, 2018, the AFC title game?
Yeah, January of 2019. That was I was saying earlier today, Ryan, that approach in that first half of the game plan that Bill had, where it was got the ball, I think it was like a 9-8, 9-minute drive, go up 7-0. You know, obviously the late touchdown pass to Dorsett, and then the game opened up in the second half. But I feel like the Patriots game plan in the first half may be similar to what we see tonight. I don't know if you agree with that.
Yeah, that, and then also, like, I remember how they, totally took away the Chiefs' offense in that first half. So I think that this could be one of Bill's, masterful game plans, and we'll see how it all plays out. I think weather will certainly play a role. But for the Patriots to be, have any chance in this game, as you guys have said all morning, I know it's like the cliches, but they have to get off to a good start. They can't fall behind. They're not built to come from behind, and even in this weather, you're not going to be able to throw the ball. So I think whatever team gets on top early will be a big key.
Where did Bradfoe put you up? What is the hotel?
It's a Spring Hill Suites Marriott.
Oh,
it's not
that's
what
a nice.
Wow, bougie.
Nice job by Bradfoe.
I think that's where the Patriots are staying.
Close.
You can get some bad hotels in the Buffalo area, so that's nice.
I honestly I don't know how you got to this place in 6.5 hours. It looks like it is in... Basically,
Hannibal's
like
a wild man. He has like 95. You ever see him tear out of here?
A total random driving note. The worst thing about the Mass Pike, I went to go visit a friend of mine who went to Union College in Schenectady, and from the third exit all the way to New York, there's like 60 miles in between each exit. Like, you think that UMass Amherst is Western Mass?
Yeah.
It's central.
But New York's even worse, right, Ryan? That is the most boring drive ever.
Yeah, you don't see very much, and it's like 60 miles between rest stops, so you kind of have to plan out your stops for gas.
And they're all full of mass holes.
It's not one of the most enjoyable rides in the world, but, there's no traffic, so that's a good thing.
Now, a couple quick football questions, and we'll let you go. First of all, Lazard. You know Evan Lazard? He's reporting that Wilkerson's going to be inactive. Do you believe this?
Yeah, he seems to be in the Wilkerson camp, but I don't think that's that big of a surprise. Like, Harry's probably going to be a big part in the game plan if they're going to, run the ball. He was definitely part of it that first meeting up here. And then just look at the last week in Miami. Wilkerson didn't play because he had all your receivers healthy. The only reason why Wilkerson played was because of Aguilar's injury. And so I don't know. I think the Christian Wilkerson hype is kind of getting a little bit overboard. Yes, he had a great game, but if he was so good, then why has he only been active for two games this season and make an impact in one. He's just a practice squad wide receiver. It's a nice story, but he's not a difference maker in the playoffs.
But Ryan, when I think it was Courtney on Monday asked Bill about that, he seemed to insinuate that he was going to be there. He said he couldn't play because he ran out of options or activation something. It
right.
seemed like he was going to have him play.
For the playoffs.
Yeah, so I mean, that's why I thought he was going to play, not because I thought he was, you know, Randy Moss, but I thought mm-hmm. that Bill had left that door pretty wide open.
Yeah, I thought the same thing with Bill's answer, but maybe it's a case of Bill didn't know the weather at that point. If there was going to be more of a passing game, then maybe you have Wilkerson, but I think, you know, I'm not saying N'Keal Harry is a huge difference maker, but if there were to be one game for him to make an impact, it's probably this one to play a role in the blocking.
I think the Bills view Harry as a difference maker for them. But quick question about this game. We did this earlier. What is the story if the Patriots win, and what are you writing about if the Patriots lose?
If the Patriots win, it's about how the Bills lost the game, because I don't think there's any chance the Patriots can just come out and, you know, win it on their own. They're going to need a Josh Allen mistake, a pick six. They're going to need a Sean McDermott bad coaching decision. Like, I think that's the story. If the Patriots win, I can't imagine it's, you know, Mac Jones throws for 350 yards and three touchdowns. It's going to be all about the Bills' mistakes. And if they lose, it's probably, you know, where is this, you know, what does this team need to take them over the top to win a playoff game? Is it, who do they get this offseason? Which coaches are leaving? Do they bring in, you know, established coach to kind of fill the gaps that I think that they have on the staff with a lot of, you know, young and inexperienced guys? So I think that's more, you know, what's to come this offseason. I think they're close. I think this season's shown that it's been a successful season, that you have Mac Jones, you have your rookie cornerback of the future. I think it's just what do you need to take this team over the top?
What's the strategy defensively, Hannibal? Do they move J.C. Jackson with the depleted corners?
I think the strategy is to make Buffalo run the ball, make them run the ball, and then take your chances in the red zone and maybe, you know, to force field goals. I don't think you want Josh Allen to spread the field like he did at Gillette Stadium, because you're going to be down Jalen Mills. You're going to be relying on Miles Bryant, Juwan Williams, and D'Angelo Ross, and I think that's a win, obviously, for Buffalo, and Brian Daboll will scheme things up to get the matchups that he wants with those guys in coverage. So if I'm the Patriots, I'm daring Buffalo to run the ball. You know, you want them to run the ball, and then when they get in the red zone, take your chances and make some plays there and force field goals back. So there's no chance they can win this game if Josh Allen is, you know, has his way in the passing game.
And how about on the O-line? Do they move Trent Brown to the left side or keep him at right tackle?
They probably just keep him at right tackle, just because Bill doesn't like to have, you know, multiple guys changing spots, because if you move him to the left side, then you're putting a new guy with Wenu at right tackle, and then you're having Justin Herron be the extra blocker. So I think that Bill just keeps it simple by replacing Wynn with Herron. And he was okay last week against Miami, but he obviously had his struggles early in the year. You know, if I were the Patriots, I would be going with your best five and have Brown play left tackle and Wenu right tackle, but that just doesn't seem to be the case.
All right, and what's the Hannibal prediction?
Bills 24-17. I just can't see the Patriots winning this game. Buffalo's the more talented team. They have, you know, the better weapons, and I think it's going to be close. I think that both quarterbacks are going to struggle. I think the weather will play a factor, but the Bills just have more talent, and Buffalo and Sean McDermott showed me a lot that last meeting at Gillette, that maybe Bill's not in McDermott's head as much as people thought.
Well, don't spend that $3.50 in per diem at all at one place.
So. And we expect you at the tailgate. None of this, like, hanging out in the press box. At the tailgate.
Yeah.
Who in their right mind would tailgate at this game? Like, that's kind of like the whole people driving up the game for the whole Buffalo experience. You're not going to get it. Like, why would you tailgate unless you have, like, an RV?
Then we need pictures of the empty tailgate, like
right.
desolate parking lots.
Right.
So
you need to jump and break a table.
Right, right.
I'll do my best.
All right, thanks, Ryan. Drive
right,
safe.
Ryan. Thanks for checking in.
See ya.
All right, that's Ryan Hannibal on the Harbor One Hotline. Almost in Buffalo, 6.5 hours. One rest stop, some Patriots fans. Quite the report there.
I have to say, Ryan Hannibal is a good man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.